Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Eric McKinley. He successfully completed an Honors Bachelor of Arts degree at the University of Toronto, majoring in history and minoring in political science and Italian studies. Eric McKinley also completed a Master of Arts degree with a specialization in culture and communication, along with a law degree at the University of Ottawa. Previously, Eric worked at the Public Service Relations Board, where he provided feedback to senior counsel regarding the editing of broad decisions. Eric also drafted a report on the different types of advocacy carried out by lawyers who appear before adjudicators at the board. He also researched particulars of how technology is used by public agencies in North America. In addition, Eric McKinley has been featured under the Global Horizons program. He has made many contributions as a member of the NATO Association of Canada. Eric McKinley is fluent in Spanish, Italian, French, and English. On top of that, Eric McKinley has closely worked with me as a program director here at the NATO Association of Canada. He has been a co-host of the Global Horizons program. On Tuesday, January 19th, Eric McKinley attended a conference that I worked on. The conference was about the Syrian crisis and Turkey, security and humanitarian challenges. Listen as we continue our discussion in the second part of our interview. After the conference, the amount of people who commented on Twitter about the success of the conference was immense. There were a lot of tweets, a lot of comments on Facebook, Twitter. People took pictures on Instagram and posted pics of the conference. So you always want to make sure that you retweet any of those comments or any of those things that are put out there. After thanking everyone, I then decided to do an interview with a few of the individuals who attended the conference, because oftentimes it's good to not only do a conference, but then to follow up and see what one's opinion is about the conference. So I interviewed our photographer, Sofia Śniegowska, who not only attended the conference, but was heavily involved in making sure that all of the final edits were submitted to me after the conference. And as soon as I received all of the final edits, I then went on the NATO Association of Canada's Facebook page. I uploaded all of the images. I went on Twitter to make sure that those images were up as well. And then I followed the social media closely to see if there were any retweets, which there were many retweets, as I mentioned. So then taking the initiative to follow up and then to be actively involved in discussing the conference is another aspect of the job. So I not only managed the conference, but I was heavily involved in the social media aspect of the conference, and then making sure that I reached out to all of the members of the Canadian Refugee Board to thank them for attending the conference. Those were all aspects of managing this conference. So you attended and you saw the number of people who were there. The room was packed. And for me, that was a huge success because I had 1 week to work on this conference. And every day I not only made phone calls, but then I would pick up the phone whenever someone would RSVP. As you know, without the people, the conference is not a success. You can have a very relevant topic, but if you don't invite the right people and if you don't get the word out there, you will attend a conference and the room will be empty. And the whole point of this conference for me was to not only educate people about what is currently happening in Turkey, but the whole point was to have people engaged. And that was my focus, was on not only spreading the word out there, but to ensure that as many people knew about this upcoming conference in less than a week. So I have to say that I'm very glad that I had the chance to work on this. Moving forward, I will be working on many upcoming roundtables and conferences at the NATO Association of Canada. One of the next things that I'll be working on, that I actually have already met all of the requirements that were necessary for this next event, is the roundtable that's taking place on the 9th of February. And the managing director of Foreign Policy Concepts, Reza Akhlaqi, will be the main speaker at this roundtable, and he will focus on Saudi-Iranian dynamics and the relationship between Saudi Arabia and Iran. He previously talked at the RCMI, which is the Royal Canadian Military Institute, and as a speaker there, he focused on the relationship between Iran and the U.S. As you know, there was a nuclear deal between Iran and the United States, so he did a great job focusing on that. As a result of seeing him speak at the RCMI, I reached out to him, and I thought that he'd be a great speaker to have at the NATO Association of Canada. In terms of the work that I've done on that roundtable, I mainly focused on getting the speaker, then posting the flyers, again, at the University of Toronto and Ryerson University, ensuring that one of our media interns created a poster. So that was another process. What I did before that roundtable is I posted on the Facebook page, and I made sure that all of the details were made available to the public, not only on the Facebook page, but our Twitter account, because the whole point of these conferences and roundtables and upcoming events is to inform the public, inform the members of the NATO Association of Canada, and inform the students that are out there about any upcoming events that we have. So I always like to make sure that this is made available to the public well in advance of the date of the roundtable or conference or event or discussion. Then the next two things that I'll be working on, that I'm actually currently working on, is an economy forum, which will focus on mining and infrastructure. And that's scheduled to take place in March. We currently have the ambassador of Poland and the ambassador of Turkey who have confirmed attendance. And the last conference that I'll be working on, we'll talk more about at a later date.
Oh, good. Sounds great.
Eric, moving forward, another question I wanted to ask you is Dr. Mehmet Guluglu, he successfully completed various training programs in primary healthcare, humanitarian health benefits, and European Union projects. He participated in many humanitarian aid activities within non-governmental organizations as well. Eric, as an active citizen, you have been heavily involved in volunteer work and various community initiatives. What would you say is the best advice that you can provide to those who are interested in becoming more involved in some of these projects, along with various humanitarian efforts that are out there?
You know, what I've learned most important in my volunteer work has been to have an open mind to the opinions of others, their approach to life, but to be open to other cultures, to be able to learn about the lifestyle of other people without necessarily criticizing or having an opinion about it, but just to have an open mind and to learn. To travel if you can, to become aware of other cultures personally, and at the same time, to perhaps dabbing into learning another language. Those things go a long way.
You know four languages. You speak fluent Spanish, Italian, French, and English. And I think that's valuable advice you just provided. As you mentioned, understanding a language is not only useful for those who want to understand a culture, but it's useful for those who want to travel. I oftentimes advise people to learn new languages and to take any opportunities that they may have when it comes down to traveling. It's not only a good way to understand a culture, but it's a great way to become more educated. about certain regions. Not everyone has the ability to learn a new language. It's oftentimes difficult for one to learn a second language, not to mention having the ability to fluently speak four different languages. That's a huge asset. Eric, for the students out there who want to perhaps become more immersed in understanding a culture, I think those are the main things that one can do is travel, learn a new language, and then also become educated more about the history of certain regions. You have successfully completed an honors bachelor's of arts degree at the University of Toronto, where you majored in history and you minored in political science and Italian studies. So even at a young age, you understood the significance of learning about language, learning about history, learning about political science. And I think that that's something that a lot of youth today who are in international relations decide to pursue. And the fact that you completed a degree at the University of Toronto and you majored in all of these areas is impressive because not everyone who completes a bachelor's degree specializes in so many different areas. Myself, I completed a bachelor's degree in legal studies, an honors BA in legal studies, and that's the only thing that I focused on. So I have to say, for those out there who are interested in pursuing international relations, and for those who are interested in studying international relations, I strongly feel that it's useful to have a background in history and a background in some of these languages. So perhaps minoring in Italian studies or minoring in a language is a great way to become more educated about certain regions or a certain area that you want to become more educated in. Eric, I want to thank you for joining again. Are there any final words you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Well, yes, you know, we're discussing the discussion that we're having is around the conference of the 19th, the refugee crisis. And I think the main point that I would go back to is this discussion of at what point does a refugee become a citizen again? It's giving a face to a refugee, giving a new life to a refugee, a life that they should have always had. And that's a point of I think that's the most important point, is to give stability back to the refugees. And at a refugee camp, after how many years, after how many, the consideration of how many factors, does a refugee become a citizen of their new country, or is able to return to their place of origin to succeed in life again, to have stability or to have whatever they hope for. And I think that's, you know, what we should be concentrating on, is recognizing that these are people just like you and I who are going through a terrible experience. And stability is what they need to move ahead. You know, and discussions of these type are needed so that this matter stays in the view and in the headlines as long as it has to. So it's dealt with effectively.
Eric, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you.